Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Strolling Your School Libraries podcast, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
And this is another first for us because we are recording this while all of us are isolated in our own homes. This is our first home edition, I guess.
Live from edition. Our front yard.
Yeah. Remote broadcast.
Yeah.
So the sound quality may sound a little bit different, but we are, you know, one thing librarians really like to do, especially if we are isolated at home, is read. So we are reading a lot, and we still have a bunch of books that we would recommend to anybody else that's in a very similar situation.
That is very true. And today our guest is Cherie.
And she's reading a creepy book, right?
Yes, I usually like shiny, happy books or science fiction or fantasy books, but I was going outside my comfort zone recently with a creepy mystery book.
So how did you stumble on this book?
I was reading one of those book ordering catalogs, and I read a review, and I said, huh, that concept sounds kind of interesting. Let me reserve it and give it a read when it comes in.
It's also makes an interesting sounding title, too. Like, it kind of intrigues you.
Yes. So the title is The Sundown Motel by Simone St. James.
And I keep expecting that to be about vampires. Are there vampires?
There are not vampires.
Okay, I get darn. Like Bates Motel.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You're closer, Katie.
Okay. Awesome.
So let's get that out of the way then. Is there a guy that's obsessed with his mother?
No.
Okay.
No, there is not a guy that's obsessed with his mother. But this book is interesting in that it's split. It is set in 1982 and also in 2017. It follows two people over the course of a few months in 1982 and over a little bit of time in 2017. And in 1982, you meet Viv, who is 20 years old. You meet her when she's arriving for work at the night shift at the Sundown Motel in the rain, just hearing on the radio that a girl has been found murdered.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not good. And her, one of the last things you hear her say in the very first chapter is, I'm sorry, Tracy, that's the dead girl's name. I failed you.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I mean, that's a hook.
Yeah. Like,
let me see. But then you jump to 2017. It's not necessarily alternating every chapter, but there is alternating. This is third person. So you're never really... you're never inside someone's head in the way that you are when it's I. You do hear inside people's head from third person point of view. So it's Viv this, that, and the other. Viv thought this, that, and the other. Well, in 2017, you meet Carly. Carly is 20 years old and has just come to Fell, New York, following her mother's death to try to find out what happened to her long-missing, presumed dead Aunt Vivian.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So they're connected, but not exactly.
Yeah.
Vivian appeared in 1982, years before Carly was ever born.
So is this something where they're both working on kind of the same problem from different ends?
And different time periods?
Yeah.
Well, here's where they parallel each other. Viv left home. She wanted to go to New York City to become an actress. Really what she wanted was to get away from home, get away from her mom. And she ended up in the small town of Fell because a guy she hitched a ride with was going to take her to New York, but, you know, not really. So she made him drop her off. And Viv ended up staying in Fell and getting a job as a night clerk at the Sundown Motel. And then Carly, when she comes to Fell, ends up getting a job as a night clerk at the Sundown Motel.
Okay.
So specifically the night shift, not the day shift or the evening shift, but the night shift, because things happen during the night shift that the other shifts just wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
And
did Carly specifically seek out that position because of the connection to Viv? Or does she?
No, Carly just wants to find out whatever happened to Aunt Viv.
Okay.
Because nobody pushed this at the time. And it's been, I mean, 1982, pre-internet, pre-cell phones, everything was long distance or writing or hard. When Carly's mom dies, she finds a little bit of information in her mom's papers that leads her to an address in Fell where Aunt Viv probably lived. So Carly decides, I'm going to take a couple of days here at spring break. I'm going to leave college. I'm going to go to New York and find out what happened to Aunt Viv. because no one else is going to do it.
Yeah.
So she goes to the apartment where Aunt Viv used to live, and surprise, the girl there needs a roommate. Carly says, huh, well, I'm not sure how long I'll be in town, but yeah, I'll move in with you and get inside Aunt Viv's life a little bit. And then they see a job posting for night clerk at the Sundown Motel, where she knew Aunt Viv had worked. And so she says, huh, I think I'll take that job. And the Sundown Motel, nothing has really changed there since the 1980s. It's the same rotary dial phone. Here's a hint. Technology doesn't work so great out there.
Like, of course.
The owners have tried to put things on computer. The computers die. They've tried to upgrade some of the services just a little bit, you know, because that costs money and they don't like to spend money. The upgrades don't take, the technology doesn't work. It's sort of a dead zone for cell phones. So, and the decor is extremely the same as it was in 1982. So if you're wondering, was there a soundtrack in my head reading this book? Yes, there was. The Eagles Hotel California.
Over and over again.
Oh, yes. And here's the thing. Hotel California was released in 1976. It's possible that Vivian was listening to this as a teenager a few years before she moved to New York and checked into the Sundown Motel.
But there were no mirrors on the ceiling, right? Or pink champagne on ice?
There were no pink champagne on ice, but there might have been prisoners there of their own device.
And once you check in, you can't leave.
Or some.
When did Carly start, or what was the first odd thing that Carly noticed about the Sundown Motel? Like when she started
that working. It seemed like nothing had changed at all in 35 years.
But was there anything else that kind of like led her into a, hey, there's something kind of, there's a darker undercurrent here?
Yes, there was. Here's the caveat again. I read this more than a week ago. Kind of a lot has happened in the world since a week ago.
Oh, so I know.
The details are fuzzy. I couldn't tell you exactly what the first thing was for Carly, but I will say that like her Aunt Viv, she noticed the lights flickering, going out randomly, doors slamming just on their own. Like the hotel had two guests and the guests were not in these rooms. The doors were slamming on. So
this feels kind of like a The Shining, like the actual place is the problem. Like is the spooky part.
Is it the place or is it the place or is it a person or is it multiple people? Because Fell has a history in the early 1980s and the very end of 1970s, several women went missing and were found murdered.
Okay.
In Fell. That stopped in 1982.
With Vivian?
Maybe.
Maybe. So when you were reading this, is this a book? I know it's not what you usually read. Is it a book that you were kind of immediately suckered into where you were like, I need to know why Vivian couldn't help Tracy? Like, did you need to know that? Or were you just kind of like, let me give this a little try before I get really into it?
I gave it a little try, but I kind of wanted to know what is the mystery here?
Yeah.
Because you're pretty much immediately running into supernatural elements at the Sundown Motel. You immediately know that Vivian, who you've just met, went missing right after you met her. But she's not missing because she's every other chapter or so throughout this book. It's her story too. So what happened? What caused Vivian to disappear? Is Vivian dead? Are we about to find her body eventually? And what happened to Vivian is the stream through there, because that's what pulled Carly out to New York. Vivian, meanwhile, is trying to find out what happened to these other girls, these women who were going missing. And she thinks she's figured it out. And she thinks that maybe she might have found someone who's in danger.
Oh, wow.
So do you feel very much of a distinction between Vivian and Carly's voice?
Yes-ish. You can tell that they're different people in different times. They both do research at the local library, by the way, microfilm, to find the newspaper records of the time, because nothing got digitized in Fell.
Well, yeah, especially if all the computers are having issues.
Well,
was there a card catalog?
Sorry. At the Sundown Motel out of town, things weren't possible. In 2017, cell phones work. There is an internet, but it's a very isolated community. It's Fell, New York, but it reminds me a lot of Stephen King's creepy small towns in Maine. Mm-hmm. And that's not accidental. Stephen King is referenced in this book. Carly reads some of his books. He's an influence, I think, for Simone St. James, the author.
That makes sense, especially the setting in the 80s. Like, I feel like going back and forth is very, because that's like Stephen King's like big time. He's wavered since then, on and off producing a lot, but that was when he was really like churning them out. He was getting TV specials. Like,
he hadn't had TV specials yet by 1982, I don't think.
Not 82,
maybe just
but that
barely.
Was like horror movie and horror books become mainstream.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like,
horror movies and horror books are great entertainment until you're living in the middle of one.
Yeah.
That is true. I when I was selecting my own books for my self-isolation, I had like a bunch of like nonfiction books, and some of them I was like, maybe I should put this back. One of them was about like the Ebola outbreak. And I was just like, this is probably a bad idea.
The Hot Zone by, was it Richard Preston? Was one of my favorite medical disaster books. Mm-hmm. And in, you know, another 5 years or so, by which point that book will be 30 years old, you might want to pick it up.
Yeah.
Or one called Coronavirus, What Happened? Or something.
Yeah, it will be so interesting to see what's written in the future about all this. But anyway.
Digression. We digress.
Yes.
That happens when you're stuck inside for too long.
Yes, it does.
It does seem like this is a new book, right? Like the last...
Yes, this came out in February.
Okay.
February just came out this year. Oh. Someone had a reserve behind me and I turned it in so they could have it in time for their own
self-isolation.
Yes.
And was this her debut book, do you know?
It was not. Simone St. James has written 7 books.
Oh.
But each of them stands alone. It's not a series. She doesn't write that.
All the same, like, genre, like kind of like a horror type?
Many of them have ghosty elements and occasionally relationship elements. I had it up earlier and then looked away. The Haunting of Maddie Claire, that came out in 2012, was her first book. And it was an award winner from Rita and Goodreads and stuff. Mm. So this is the only book of hers that I've read. Again, this is not my usual jam. I'm glad I read it. Apparently, bits of creepy is one of her trademarks.
Okay.
Most of goodness.
But you also said relationship elements. So was there any of that in this book?
A little bit for Carly. So it turns out that in 2017, there's a guy living in the motel off the books. At the Sundown Motel.
Interesting.
And this guy's got a history with the town. He's the kid whose dad killed his brother and came upstairs to kill him. That was, you know, years earlier at this point. I'm getting the idea that for a small town, Fell doesn't have a good survivability rate. Maybe don't move there. But
just like those small town Stephen King.
like they do.
Or wherever Buffy was from.
He's one guy who's there, and he might be interesting. And then there's another young man who approaches Carly in the library and says, Carly, well, hi, what's your name, blah, blah, what are you researching? I know a lot about local history. Maybe I can help with this stuff. So he's another young man, probably 20s, who approaches Carly and could be of interest.
So basically, they saw her, and they were like, new blood, somebody that hasn't been killed off by the town yet. No.
maybe.
She even knows how phones work. Well, what was your final verdict? Just a general feeling about the book. Do you feel like the mystery was solved in a way that felt like new and refreshing? Do you feel like you might read some more of her books?
It had a twist I didn't see coming.
Okay.
Did the twist at least feel true to the story? Like, you didn't feel like it was a cheap one, right?
Yeah, no, it felt true to the story, but I didn't see it coming. Again, I don't read these kinds of books all the time. It was a twist I was glad to see.
Mm.
And then the twist had another twist. So
twisting.
There were a couple of twists at the end there that I didn't see coming in the early part or middle part of the book. So I would recommend this book, especially for fans of Stephen King and for fans of true crime, because...
Okay.
This isn't a true crime book, but Carly is a true crime fan, and she's solving a mystery that's a true crime in her own family history.
It feels like that internally. Kind of like vibe, you know?
Yes.
If you imagine that one day you too could solve a real true crime.
This book would persuade me that would be a horrible idea.
That's a bad idea.
But
I think that's generally a good way to look at it. It's probably not a good idea to obsess over a crime and change your entire life.
Leave it to the detectives, you know? Just mail your tips in.
I did have one other question. So since this does have that kind of horror slash mystery feel to it, how graphic were the descriptions? Like, did it feel gritty or did it feel...
Parts were gritty. It did not feel gratuitously gory.
Okay.
And when I say that there may be supernatural elements, that is plural.
Okay.
And you probably don't have an answer for this offhand, maybe. What kind of drink would you pair with this book, though?
Really strong coffee, because these ladies were working the night shift.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
That's funny. All right. I think that's everything that I had as far as questions go.
It took us a little while to get into the swing of things. It's hard to get back on the horse after a week.
Thank God for editing.
Who knows?
Well, and it's hard to not have tangents because, like, we haven't seen each other in a while now.
Yeah, so we have to update everyone on how all of our pets are doing, what we've done stuck in our house.
Best quarantine pet ever.
Playing with the door.
So, all right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording, but thank you so much for joining us. And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.